Yes.
Hey, what's good, man?
Everything is lovely. Come on in. Come on in. You listen to Hits Digital Radio. I'm the host, Giant. And I got co-host Jimmy Gatrax. Jimmy, how was the weekend, man? What you do?
Oh, man, it was great, man. I mostly chilled out, you know, did a little housework around the house and went to church today. You know, that's the norm.
Okay. So you booted and booted and all that type of thing, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Well, people, we got a few different topics today. Our main topic is going to be, does motive and intent matter when it comes to your dreams and goals? Now, let that sink in. And our other topic is going to be, is Nicki Minaj still relevant to hip hop? We're going to go on that because she's been acting kind of crazy lately. Nobody's feeling it. So we just going to touch on that, you know, and you guys can let us know, you know what I'm saying, how you feel about it. And we're going to talk about a crazy ass man in Atlanta that's running around robbing banks with a surgical mask on in the middle of a coronavirus scare.
Oh, wow.
He got a surgical mask on.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
Yeah, most definitely.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that and get y'all feedback on that. But first, let's go ahead and touch in on our main topic, which is, does motive and intent matter when it comes to your dreams and goals? What's your take on it, Jimmy?
Well, I would have to agree that it definitely matters when it comes to dream and goals that you set for yourself. Motive and intent plays a major part on, I guess you would say, succeeding in life. Because false intent, false motive, you don't really get ahead with a, you know, like false intent, false motive, if that makes sense.
Okay, what, you know, I know people out there that probably would beg to differ, and they're going through their whole process of getting to their goals and dreams and motivated, they're trying to get ahead with somebody they deal with, they're trying to screw them over, and on top of that, it's work. So what do you say to them people?
To those people, I would say, just hold on a little while longer and see where you're at in days to come. Because that, I think going that route only lasts but a minute.
Right.
The people with the pure intent, the pure motives, they have the longer, they run the race longer. They're in the race longer. They tend to be those ones who succeed later on down the line. Now, those with the false intent, the false motive, it seems that theirs only lasts for a sprint.
Right.
You know, a couple of seasons.
Right.
You know, those ones who came in the game with false intent, false motive. You see them for a little while on top, and then you see them a couple of days later, and then you say, what happened to you?
Right. Well, people, I'm going to give you my version of it, how I look at it. I believe if my motive is right and my intent is right, I have less of a chance of karma coming back and fucking my shit up, basically.
most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather just do business right You know what I'm saying? With my motives in the right place, which is to help other people, you know, to feed my family, you know, so on and so forth. And not have a bogus intent. Like, why am I doing this for real? What is my intentions once my dreams do come true? Am I going to help somebody? Or am I going to use it for my own selfish reasons of, you know, I don't know, partying or blowing my money or whatever the case may be. And I'm just going through my blessings like they were never hard to obtain, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So at the end of the day, I'd rather just keep it 100 and just do things the right way.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I'm saying is because the right intent, the right motive, you're in the long race. You're in the marathon.
Right.
You're running a marathon at that point. Now, let's see, it, you know, let's flip it and say you had the wrong intent, the wrong motive. And it'll only be a sprint. And you're like, man, I thought I was doing everything right.
Right.
But because intent and motive is deep inside of you. Intent and motive is not something that you wear on your sleeve.
Right.
So it, you know, I guess that should shed some light to people who don't fully understand where we're going with this.
Right.
And, you know, it's deep inside of you, and you want to get your dream obtained.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want it, the karma, like you said, or to be in a sprint, like I said, then, you know, just keep your motive and intent on the right page, and you'll see the difference.
Well, let's see from a different perspective. Let's see if we can get our homegirl, our white friend, online to give us her perspective.
Right.
She normally has a very interesting perspective, so. So right. You know, I'm gonna send her invite while we go over this a little bit further. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I think people would get much further if their motive and intent was in the right place. Because you look at the youth and the people that are aspiring to be, let's say, entertainers.
Hello,
Lady J, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
What's good? How's your day going?
It's going all right.
Cool.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing up here. About to go to this place right there.
Okay. Well, we touched.
You got a moment to talk?
Yeah, I got a moment to talk.
Yeah, we touching on a topic, you know, and I always like to get your perspective because you have a very different perspective, plus a female's perspective. So one of our topics is, does motive and intent matter when it comes to your dreams and goals? What say you?
Does motive and intent matter when it comes to my dreams and goals?
Yes.
So elaborate on that right fast.
Motive. Why are you doing what you're doing as far as your dream goes? Like, why are you doing it? Is it just because you want to get money and stunt on all your people? Intent, same reason, you know, same thing. It's like, what are you doing it for, basically?
Right. So, your motive and your intent should be doing something you love to do to fulfill your dreams to be successful. It shouldn't be to stunt, to get clout, or get nobody else's approval. You should not need nobody's approval to do what you love to do.
Okay, but we were saying, like, does it matter in your dream and goals that you set for yourself?
Does it matter if you have good motive or good intent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Because you're supposed to have good motive and good intent anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people are cheating everybody every chance they fucking get, and they successful. So
why are we cursing? Why are we dropping F-bombs on podcasts?
Absolutely. Today we are. Today we are.
That's bad business. Today we don't need to drop F-bombs on podcasts.
Yeah. But what's your perspective? It's my damn podcast. Fuck you talking about. What the hell you talking about, man?
I love your energy today.
Yes. And that's why I want your perspective on this, because like me, like I was just telling Jimmy and the rest of the people, I'm like, look, I believe my motive needs to be right. My intent needs to be right, because I don't need karma coming back later to make me pay for my bogus motive and bogus intent. So I need to do everything that I can the right way, so that I can sleep at night and I can keep whatever my goal I set, I'll have it.
If nobody and your ass ain't got to look up your shoulders.
Exactly.
While you out there doing crooked stuff, doing this and that to get ahead, and just out there sideways.
Exactly. So you agree that your motive and intent should be right when it comes to chasing your dreams and your goals. You're in agreement.
Yes, I'm in agreement.
So what do you say about those people who don't care?
Well, they need to go pray to God. That's what they need to do.
That's what they need to do. They need to pray to God. Fast.
Need to pray to God.
Yeah. I feel you.
That's a big chicken. That's a big chicken, right?
While we got you on the line, let me ask you this. Is Nicki Minaj relevant to hip hop?
Is who?
Nicki Minaj still relevant to hip hop today?
Yeah, she's very relevant to hip hop. I mean, she paved the way for a lot of female artists.
Even though she did that clown shit in Trinidad and let her husband knock that man hand down who's a legend in salsa?
I ain't got really much to say about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is Nicki Minaj. She gonna do what she do regardless. It's all entertainment.
Yeah, I think they need to get her ass up out of here. How about that?
So you gonna vote against Nicki Minaj?
Man, I ain't like Nicki Minaj in years. I mean,
right now, Megan Thee Stallion and City Girls, all them girls blew her out the water.
Well, Cardi B put her foot on the neck and choked her out the game. So she already got, her career got sabotaged by Cardi B.
No, her career got choked out by Remy Ma. Let's be clear.
That way, yeah. In the beginning.
Right. So, in all honesty, I would say I have nothing against Nicki Minaj, but she does a lot of clown shit. Let's just be.
Well, artists also do a lot of clown shit. Come on, name one.
Yeah, they all do, but I think people now are tired of her. That's the consensus on social media.
You want to get on here and talk? Go ahead and get on here and talk. Can you get on here and talk?
Ladies, say
who did
that?
Hi, boo boo.
Oh, you on a date?
Left line, or straight?
Well, put them on. Let's see what he thinks about Nicki Minaj.
Go ahead, talk about Nicki Minaj.
You want to know something? How you doing?
Good. Man, how you feeling today on this beautiful Sunday?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. It's definitely beautiful. I mean, you know, I understand. You know, I think Nicki Minaj. Several things. I think that I can't count her out just yet, because honestly, she can come back at any time with something crazy that nobody would never even think about. But I think that she matured in a way where she's getting away from it. She's getting a little older, and she got other goals in mind as far as, you know, just being a whole different artist in a whole different way. I mean, right. she might not got the famous ability like Nicki, Cardi B now, but that's, she already did her time. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and for the record, tell the people your name and where you're from, and then continue.
My name is Eric. Originally, I'm from New York City. I live here in the ATL for about 3 years now.
Where you from? The Bronx, Jersey.
Originally from the Bronx.
Okay.
Hey Dre, he says he can rap. We gonna have to get him in a booth.
Yeah.
No, not rap. I like the idea of battle rapping. That's not, I like that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You see?
Well, let me ask you, man.
Does motivation matter when it comes to dreams and goals? Does it matter
to you? Say it again, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Does motivation matter when it comes to your goals and dreams?
Okay. Yes, it does. Because without a motive or inspiration, you really can't chase that as nothing that you don't really have to put as far. If you don't set your mind to something, then it's pointless. It's not worth it. But if you set your mind to it, you have to be motivated to do it. If you're motivated to do it, then potentially you'll reach your goals and dreams. I mean, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be complicated, but you just can't quit.
Okay, what if your motive is both? What if your motive is to do, you know, whatever you're trying to do, you're trying to get the money so that you can buy multiple pounds of marijuana and sell it in the hood? What if that's your motive? Should your dream come true of doing that?
let me ask you a question. I mean, if you really think about it, a lot of the older artists now, not to mention, you know, several names, I mean, everybody came from somewhere back before they got to where they are now.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't knock somebody's hustle, but it's about, you know, if you do it that way, I mean, that's, you're a product of your environment in some cases, but, you know, you got to get out the game or whatever it is that you do, you know. That's just my thing on it. You know, I'm not, you know, it might, selling weed in the hood might be a way out for some people.
Okay.
But here's the thing. That is called instant gratification. What people need to focus on is delayed gratification, meaning that do it now, but find a way to get out of that and do something more positive.
Preach, preacher.
Church.
Church.
Go ahead,
keep going. That's
my opinion right now. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you this. We got one more topic on some clown shit. A man in Atlanta is robbing banks. He done robbed like 4 or 5 banks already with a surgical mask. Trying to keep from getting the coronavirus. Why he taking your money? What's your?
Do me a favor. You're gonna have to repeat that one more time.
There's a man in Atlanta.
Jimmy, I need you to go try climbing that tree so we can get better reception.
What?
I'm good over here.
What the hell are you talking about, man? Hey, all right, the topic is a man in Atlanta, he's robbing banks with a surgical mask on as if he's trying not to get the coronavirus while he's robbing the bank. What's your take on that?
Man, that's dumb and intelligent at the same time.
Basically, I thought so too. Dumb and intelligent at the same damn time.
Well, he's robbing a bank. Robbing a bank, but he don't want the coronavirus.
Right.
He better have a mask.
But that's in disguise, though. You gotta understand.
The mask on face. He better be fully
suited. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. If he get caught, a good lawyer, man, he might get off.
Right. What you think, Lady J?
No face, no case.
No face, no case, eh?
Okay. No face, no case. Good Lord. All right, y'all. We're going to hit y'all back shortly because this is just the first show. We're going to do another one shortly. And we'll hit you guys back to get your perspective if that's okay.
Okay, cool. You know I'm available.
All right, sounds good. We appreciate y'all. Man. Thanks, man.
All right, no problem. I appreciate you.
Sure. All right. Well, Jimmy.
Yeah. we had a part-time preacher on the line. Oh. We had our little white lady friend on here.
Okay.
And we got their voice and opinion about everything. So
yeah. So I think we tighten that up, you know, right quick. Let me look at the notes and make sure that we got everything, and let's give the people some info. If they feel like they want to reach out, you dig?
Exactly.
For the people to get ready, because we're gonna do this all through the month of March. We're gonna try to do 2 to 3 shows a week, but starting in April, we're going to start a YouTube channel for digital radio, which should be very entertaining. You guys really love that. We're gonna have guests on and things of that nature, and all kind of wild craziness is gonna be happening. Look out for that, and we'll keep that information out there to you. And guys, want to reach out to us at any time? That's hitsdigitalradio@gmail.com, and you can reach out to me directly by DM or whatever the case may be on Instagram. That's Giant, the R&B Bully. And also, you guys can also look for the new single that's out by the group Too Legendary. Too Legendary. And the record is called Million Ones. Check that out. Great strip club record.
Featuring Deja Vu.
The feature in Deja Vu 504. And we putting some respect on the stripper names. You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy?
Most definitely.
Putting a little respect on their name, you know, because they get a bad rap, you know. So Million Ones is strictly for them girls there, man, that's really in there trying to take care of their families and get through school and things of that nature.
Yeah, so shout out Blue Flame, Magic City.
Yes, sir.
Pinups.
Okay, Pinups. And every other damn strip club in Atlanta that I can't remember.
Atlanta 21. It's 150 of these motherfuckers.
Okay. All right, people. We're here. And we're going to get out of here and enjoy the rest of our Sunday. You guys do too. And you guys have a great week. Peace.
Yep.